Hold it, fellas. And don't move. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
It's Jammin' James Riley on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and we're going to start our countdown of the top 20 favorite Elvis songs voted on by you, the listeners, as well as a few artists that are going to give us their vote as well. We're going to hear numbers 20 through number 16 on this episode, brought to you by Dr. Rubin's Pomade. Now, they know a thing or two about getting your hair to look, great, like Elvis Presley, of course. Hey, we're going to get a new segment to the show with the Reach Around Rodeo Clowns called Ask the Clowns. You can just ask them anything you want. We're also going to bring back the Instrumental Breakdown, and if that wasn't enough, the Mavericks cover a heavy metal band that you've got to hear to believe. We're going to kick things off with ELO lead vocalist Jeff Lynne from his solo project Armchair Theater. Here's Don't Let Go on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Gee, I wish it was 10 o'clock. Come on, baby, it's time to rock. I'm so glad I got you here. Makes me happy when you are near.
Ooh-lee.
This feeling's killing me.
Ah, shucks.
I wouldn't stop for a million bucks.
I love you so.
Come on, baby, now don't let me go. Thunder, lightning, wind, and rain.
Don't let go, don't let go.
It keeps on pounding inside my brain.
Don't let go, don't let go.
I'm so glad that I can see.
Don't let go, don't let go.
You've been keeping on next to me.
Don't let go, don't let go. Ooh-wee.
This feeling's killing me.
Ah, shucks.
I wouldn't stop for a million bucks.
I love you so.
Come on, baby, now don't let me go.
Don't let go.
Don't let go.
Don't let go.
Don't let go.
The album Honky Tonk Kind, Rare and Unissued Recordings, Volume 2, the late, great Charlie Feathers with One Good Gal. Now, coming up, we're going to be starting our Elvis countdown here in a little bit, but here's one of the most unique covers you're going to hear on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. The Mavericks are, you know, just a wonderful blend of roots, country, rockabilly, Latin, so many more styles. Now, they appear on the upcoming Nashville Outlaws, a tribute to Motley Crue. Yes, you heard it right. Trust me, you won't believe your ears on this one. They truly make this one their own. It's the Mavericks with Dr. Feelgood on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Feel all right, all right, all right. Hush.
Rocket family flying, and keep all the great Rocket DJs on the air. Check out Rocket Radio's launching pad. Visit our program ordering page. Do it. Yeah.
Worldwide oldies. Rocket Radio.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley, and just a moment ago we heard the Shakedown combo with a cover of the Big Joe Turner tune, Honey Hush. Now, of course, Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio quite possibly have the most popular version of that. Shakedown combo, do it a bit more in the Johnny Burnett style there. As promised, Dr. Ruben's Pomade brings us the favorite Elvis song countdown, as voted by you and other artists. Join in on the fun. In the coming weeks, we'll continue to count down to number one, as voted by you. And actually, I was a little surprised at the number one song, so you'll have to stay tuned for that. We're going to start with number 20 on a song that was written by Dennis Lind, also recorded by soul singer Arthur Alexander. Not sure which version Elvis heard before he recorded his version in March 1972. Released in August 1972, made it to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's Burnin' Love.
Number 20.
Number 20.
Number 20.
Which way?
At number 19 is a song that Elvis initially recorded under its original title, One Night of Sin. Now, this had been a hit for Smiley Lewis. Fearing the suggestive lyrics were a bit too much, it said Elvis himself worked up the new lyrics, changing it from One Night of Sin is What I'm Now Paying For to One Night with You is What I'm Now Praying For. The original version he recorded in January 1957 remained unreleased until 1983. We're going to play that version right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, the original recording of One Night of Sin.
Number 19.
Number 19.
Number 19.
So much can be said about number 18 on our favorite Elvis tune countdown. It's basically the song that started it all. You see, Elvis was a fan of the original Arthur Crudup blues version of this and gave it a sped up and rockin' treatment during an early Sun Records session that actually wasn't going as planned. Now when he went into this, producer Sam Phillips freaked out, knew he was onto something new, not even knowing what to call it. The world soon reacted to this new artist and this style, and a legend was born. Recorded in July of 1954, it's That's All Right.
Number 18.
Number 18.
Thank you very much. It's number 18.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you fooling with, she ain't no good to you. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama, anyway, do.
Mm-hmm.
that's all right. That's all right now, mama. Anyway, do. Ah, da da dee 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 dee. I need your loving. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Anyway, do.
Number 17 in our favorite Elvis tune countdown has origins in September of 1953, when producer Sam Phillips produced the original version with blues musician Junior Parker on Sun Records. He later produced a version for Elvis in July of 1955 as a B-side to I Forgot to Remember to Forget. Here's Elvis with Mystery Train.
Number 17.
Number 17.
It's number 17.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Train, train, coming right on the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down, down the line. Train, train, coming down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, 'cause she's my all, mine, she's my all, mine. Train, train. Train, coming round, round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. Never will again.
Dr. Rubin's Pomade is presenting the top 20 of your favorite Elvis tunes. We're going to continue that in upcoming episodes. Now for our final song in the countdown this week, at number 16, it's the title cut to Elvis's second motion picture, released in July of 1957, and also his first as a lead role in a movie. The tune was written by the songwriting team of Lieber and Stoller. Also happens to be the pick for both Mike Love and Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys when asked about their favorite Elvis tune. Here's Bruce and Mike with their answer.
Bruce Johnston from the Beach Boys says, Loving You by Elvis.
I was going to say that same song. That's a beautiful song.
Written by Lieber and Stoller.
Number 16.
Number 16.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, number 16.
My whole life through loving you, just loving you. Winter, summer, springtime too, loving you, loving you. Makes no difference where I go or walk, how I may do. You know that I've always been loving you, just you.
How would you like the playlist for this and all the other shows here on Rocket Radio? That's easy. Sign up for the Rocket Radio Listeners Club. It's free and easy. You won't get any spam. Just go to our main homepage and fill in your email address, and you'll get a newsletter once a week detailing all the shows that have come to the archive over the last 7 days. We'll also give you news and links and any other information that you may find useful. Join the Rocket Radio Listeners Club from the homepage at rocketradio.net.
We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, stay tuned next episode for numbers 15 through 11 in our favorite Elvis tune countdown, as voted on by you and some of our favorite artists on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, sponsored by Dr. Rubin's Pomade. Now, find out more about their product line, drrubinspomade.com, or from our website, rockabillyandblues.com. We're going to get back into the music. It's a great take on the Everly Brothers classic Muskrat. Here's the Shakin' Pyramids.
Muskrat, Muskrat, what makes your back so slick? I've been living in the water all my life. It's a wonder I ain't sick, I ain't sick, I ain't sick, I ain't sick.
road chasing me down that dirt road. And me hollering feet, do your stuff, I'll buy you a new pair of shoes tomorrow. If I let you have just one little bitty bite, will you please go on and let me alone? Well, all right, I'm gonna stay right here. Well, I stayed up in that tall old tree, I think it was all night. I know if that bear got his paws on me, we'd have a terrible fight. About that time the limb broke loose, and I came tumbling down. I faked to the right and he cut to the left, and we went round and round. Oh, Lord, now you deliver Daniel, you brought it from the lion's den. Also, deliver Don from the belly of the whale and grin. All of the children from the fiery furnace, the good book to declare. Now, Lord, if you won't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear. For goodness sakes, don't you help that bear.
Put some money in and they begin to drop. The rhythm in their bodies, they begin to swing. Right on the singing, some crazy heck happened. They started rolling to the jukebox rock. Into the jukebox rock. Well, if you don't dig it, daddy, it'll drive you batty. Let's roll to the jukebox rock. They all made a circle, started clapping hands. And John kept John with his bunch of friends. Some took like a rabbit, trying to get in the groove. Don't slow down, buddy, we just started to move. We started rolling to the jukebox rock. Oh, into the jukebox rock. Well, if you don't dig it, daddy, it'll drive you batty. Let's roll to the jukebox rock. Came out trying to take their order. They glanced at the jukebox and they jumped a quarter. She winked her eye and hollered, man alive, kick off your shoes and let's dig that jive. And started rolling to the jukebox rock. Oh, into the jukebox rock. Well, if you don't dig it, daddy, it'll drive you batty. Let's roll to the jukebox rock.
Levi Dexter from his latest Roots Man project with Rollin' to the Jukebox Rock. And the previously mentioned Johnny Burnett with Me and the Bear from 1958 on Freedom Records. Hey, we've got a whole lot more coming up, including the Ask the Clown segment from the Reach Around Rodeo Clown, so don't go anywhere.
It's the Instrumental Breakdown on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Get ready to blast off with the hottest hits and coolest cuts from when rock and roll began.
Lift off.
There's Lane Quigley and the Memory Lane Show, Al Cool Daddy Smith from Studio C, Cool Bobby B and the Doo-Wop Stop, and Steve Probst and the 45 Show. Bill Green and the Rock and Roll Retrospective Show, Pete Jaston's Doo-Wop Show, Ken Abruzzi's Rockin' Daddy-O's Rockabilly Ranch Party. There's Mike Taylor's Rockabilly Hour Show and Jackie Bond's Let the Good Times Roll Rockabilly Hour. Trevor Highland's Rock and Roll Dance Party and Matt the Cat and the Duke in the Back Show. There's Ken Strange, DJ Spinning Rock and the Spinning Rock Boogie Show, Jack Van Oers and his Rockin' Windmill Show, and Dave the Rave and the Relics and Rarities Show. Papa Waltz, Oldies Show, Otto Fuchs and the Rockin' the Joint Show, and CJ the DJ and the Rockin' and Rollin' Record Review. There's Keith Baxter and the Good Rockin' Tonight Show, James Riley and his Rockabilly and Blues Hour, and Ted Louts with Rockabilly Rhythm. So all aboard the Rocket, Rocket Radio, bringing you some of the coolest, craziest rockin' music from the golden age of rock and roll.
What a scorcher.
Rocket Radio.
We just finished up another instrumental breakdown on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. That was Rosie Flores with Surf Demon No. 5 from her Working Girls guitar project. We also heard the classic Raunchy by Bill Justice, released in November 1957. You know, we're always on the lookout to bring you new segments to the show. Some artists are a little bit more willing to answer all the questions from fans than others. The Reach Around Rodeo Clowns are exactly that kind of artist. You can feel free to ask them anything in our brand new segment called Ask the Clowns.
It's time for
Ask the Clowns.
Hey, this is Quentin Jones from the Reach Around Rodeo Clowns.
And this is Wendell Jones.
And welcome to this week's episode of Ask the Clowns,
where you can ask us anything you want to know.
Wendell, what's the first question?
Well, Quentin, the first question's from Tommy Leonza from Pocatello, Idaho. Tommy writes in, "Hey guys, I have several of your records, and I want to know, how would you best describe your sound?" Quentin, what would you say?
Well, I think our roots are definitely in rockabilly music, and Wendell and I actually started out as a duo playing bars around central Pennsylvania. When we added a drummer and a bass player, we decided that our music didn't quite fit the rockabilly because we were playing rockabilly but with modern instruments. So I would basically say we've been called rockabilly, we've been called psychabilly, but I think just straight up rock and roll is really what we're about. What do you say, Wendell?
Yeah, straight up rock and roll. We had a big psychabilly influence.
Stay tuned next time for more
Ask the Clowns.
She throws a curveball, always gets the spare. Oh, oh, oh. She throws a curveball, always gets the spare. Oh, oh, oh. And when you bowl against her, you don't got a prayer. Oh, oh, oh. She gets a good bounce, she scores on every roll. Oh, oh, oh. She gets a good bounce, she scores.
was the great Nick Curran with Shot Down from the Dr. Velvet Project, and Andy Clendening with Shake 'Em On Down from his Walkin' and Cryin' album. Be sure and stay tuned next episode as we continue counting down your favorite Elvis tunes. And you can also find us on the web, rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Until next time, it's Jammin' James Riley saying, keep on rockin'.